was the very first iPhone that I had in my home. Unfortunately, I have not been able to afford one since. Apple wants to know why their sales are down. Smartphones are now well over $1,000. Maybe if Apple wants to increase their sales, they ought to lower that price.
Enforcement agencies to suspend your social security number on an immediate basis, as we have received suspicious trails of information in your name. The moment you receive this message, I need you to get back to me on my department division toll-free number that is 1-888-952-5554. I repeat, 1-888-952-5554. Verify the last four digits of your social security number when you call to better assist you with this issue. Now if I don't hear a call from you, we will have to issue an arrest warrant under your name and get you arrested. So get back to me as soon as possible. Thank you.
That is a current and ongoing threat. So far, there have been well over 35,000 seniors who shelled out lots of money on this particular scam. What's even worse is they spoof the actual phone number for the Social Security Administration. So if you have caller ID, it will look like a legitimate call. Please realize that it's quite possible for the Social Security Administration to call you, but they will never threaten you. They may ask you to contact them, they may ask you to come down and see them, but they are not going to threaten you. Pretty soon, it'll be tax time, and you can expect the same type of call to come from the so-called IRS. Of course, it won't be the IRS, but they will threaten you with all kinds of legal actions because you haven't paid your taxes, all in the hopes of getting your information. Anytime you get one of these types of calls, the best thing you can do is to hang up the phone. The second you hang up the phone, that is the end of the scam. These folks now also record everything that you say. In the old days, it was fun to keep them hanging on the line. Now they record everything you say. They hope they get enough information so that they can use your own words to start making purchases in your name. And if you start to make a claim and say, hey, I didn't really do this, they'll play back the recording. It'll be your own words that made the purchases. Between ransomware, data breaches, cryptojacking, supply chain attacks, and mobile malware, it's never been more important to protect your digital life. And your digital life is all that information that you share on the internet, willingly or unknowingly. Global cybercrime is generating revenues of $1.5 trillion a year. That's an awful lot of money. Actually, that's almost enough money to build the wall. Cyber attacks take a huge toll on small business, and that threat is growing. PDF files, which is a file type most of us use, they are also the most attacked file types. Software update supply chain attacks, which implant malware into an otherwise legitimate software package, are growing in both size and impact. That type of an attack usually happens by a disgruntled employee, somebody who probably got themselves fired and as a going away present, implants the malware in that otherwise legitimate software package. These are the 10 largest breaches from 2018. They are by no means the only breaches that occurred last year. CryptoLocker, the one type of infection you never want to find on your system. If you're not prepared for this type of an infection, be prepared if you ever want to see your personal information again to shell out lots of money. Without the key to unlock your files, kiss your personal data bye-bye. The Port of San Diego back in September was not prepared for this when they got hit with CryptoLocker, and they shelled out several $1,000s in order to get a key, and they were lucky the key that they purchased actually worked to put them back into business. The only sure way to protect yourself in this, against this type of attack is to always create a backup on a regular basis. In my home, every Saturday, after I finish working, I disconnect myself from the internet. Then I plug in my external hard drive. During the night, an image backup is created. Sunday morning, when I get ready to go back on the computer, first thing I do is unplug that external hard drive. Then I go back on the internet and do whatever I want to do. Should I then have a disaster like CryptoLocker or a hardware failure, remember, nothing on your computer is guaranteed to last forever. It's quite possible you start your computer tomorrow, it'll tell you you have no hard drive. It crashed. If you don't have an image backup, you lose all your personal information. You can always restore the operating system, all your programs, all your settings, but your personal information will be gone without a backup. And this is not the type of backup I'm talking about. As I said, you should be creating an image backup, which is an exact copy of your hard drive. If you have one of those on hand, within a short amount of time, you'll restore everything that was on your hard drive before the disaster happened. The router is the front door to your system. Making sure that it is secure, make sure that anything that goes through that router is also secure. When you first get a new router, the first thing to do is to change the admin password. If you don't, that password is readily available online, and somebody could be parked in front of your house and gain access to your system. Keep your devices up to date with the latest firmware updates. Disable remote management in your router settings page. And if you aren't certain if your device is currently safe and secure, consider resetting that device to the manufacturer's default settings and then repeat the instructions with step number one to secure your device. Let's take a look at one of the features in Avast Antivirus, and this is available even in the free version of Avast. One of the things it offers is to make sure that your home network is secure. We do that by going to the menu, then to the settings, and under settings, we want to select components. Scroll down until you see the Wi-Fi inspector. Click on this down arrow, and this gives you a greater understanding of what the Wi-Fi inspector does. As it says, everything attached to your router is part of your home network. Making sure that it is secure is the first step in making sure that your network is safe and secure. Now let's run the Wi-Fi inspector and actually test the network. Go into Protection, click on Wi-Fi Inspector. It gives you two choices. If you're at home, you will choose the home scan, which checks your home network that's supposed to be safe. This is the place where you can do your banking and your shopping in relative safety. It can also use this to check on a public or open network to see just what vulnerabilities exist on that network. For right now, let's check on the home network. And as I said before, this will test everything that is connected to my home network. Yes, there are quite a few items there. It'll take a while for this to finish, but once it's done, it'll let me know if there are any vulnerabilities, and if it finds any, it should also tell me how to fix those vulnerabilities. It's always nice when it comes back to tell you your home network is safe and secure. As I said, if there had been something, it would actually let me know what it's found, and it will tell me how to fix what it has found. Just one more feature within Avast that makes sure you are safe. Proper security requires a firewall and antivirus and a malware protection. And no, putting asbestos around your computer is not the same as installing a firewall. Cookies are text files that contain a variety of information about your browser, web activity, or computer. They are text files. They cannot infect you with a virus. What you should do every once in a while is to disable those cookies, let them rebuild all over again, and you should never allow third-party tracking cookies. Criminals are now replacing chips on new debit and credit cards. The new chips are intercepted in the mail, the chips get switched out, and bank accounts are drained before anyone realizes there's a problem. If you're waiting for a new debit or credit card and it is quite late getting to you, don't use it until you first check with your bank. It's quite possible somebody has already been using it. Something new from Avast, this is called their Secure Browser. This is a free product. Most of the products I talk about are free. If not, I will specifically let you know which one is not a free product. Which browser do you use? One that lets your advertisers track you? One that isn't secure? The standard one. Introducing the Avast Secure Browser. For full control over your privacy, it's packed with built-in security and privacy features. Say goodbye to tracking cookies and storing your browsing history. Tired of being followed online? Shake pursuers with anti-tracking. Don't want websites to know who you are? No one does. Get your privacy back with anti-fingerprinting. Worried your online payments aren't secure? Get your confidence back with BankMo. Think all this slows you down? Nope. Browse up to 4 times faster by blocking ads and cryptocurrency mining. Ready for a change? Switch to Avast Secure Browser today. This is based on Chromium with, of course, some changes for the added security that's built into this browser.
Always go invisible on open Wi-Fi. You go to a cool coffee shop. You gotta Instagram your drink. So you connect to the free open Wi-Fi. Not a problem, right? Wrong. Everything you do online is now visible to hackers. Checking out your bank balance? They could be too. Doing some online shopping on your credit card? So could they. Don't take risks with your online security. Always remember to use a virtual private network. A VPN makes you invisible online by encrypting all your data, so your financial details and personal information stay completely private, and the only followers you'll get are the ones you wanted in the first place.
A VPN encrypts everything before it leaves your computer, and it doesn't get unencrypted until just before it gets to its destination. So if someone intercepts your information, it's fully encrypted, they don't have a key, they wind up with garbage, and you're safe even though you're not on a secure network. The product that I use is from Avast, it's called SecureLine, but this is a paid product. It is free to me because it's Avast's fault that I spend so much time away from home. Anyone else would have to pay for this. If you're looking for something free, it can be as easy as installing the Opera browser. Once installed, go to your settings, then go down to privacy and security. Scroll down till you get to the VPN. That box is unchecked by default. Once you check that box, then the VPN logo in the address bar will turn from red to blue. If it is blue, everything you do in this browser is now fully encrypted. And again, if someone intercepts the information, they don't have a key, they can't unlock it. Again, you're safe and they get garbage. One word of caution, Opera is now owned by a Chinese consortium. I can tell you that there have not been any reports of anything fishy going on, but you have to know it's owned by the Chinese government. Data collection. Lots of that happens when you visit sites like Google, Facebook, Apple, Microsoft, and many, many other places. When you go to one of these links from here, you can actually limit the amount of data that's collected. You can actually wipe out everything that has been collected. Even though you may wipe out the information at its source, the information is probably still going to be available. Because as soon as you post anything on the internet, lots of places make copies. Just ask ex-Congressman Weiner. Our grandkids don't pull any punches. No, your computer didn't get a virus because you sneezed on it. Let's go over clicking on email attachments again, shall we? Some tips to help protect you against email hacks. Number one, use a password manager and two-factor authentication wherever possible. Two-factor authentication means that besides your username and password, a code has to be sent to you on your smart device, and until you enter that code, you are not going to gain access to that site. It is quite possible for a cyber crook to steal your sign-in information. They are not likely, however, at the same time to steal your smart device. And if they don't have the smart device, they're never going to receive that code and they're not going to be able to log in. If you're signing up for new email service, check and make sure that they support two-factor authentication. Don't click on links in your emails and texts. Use a VPN on your computer and your phone. And if you do have to use open Wi-Fi, make sure you protect yourself with a VPN. A VPN can do one other thing besides encrypting everything. It can actually hide your location. You get to pick where you'd like people to think you're located. It doesn't have to be at home. The only suggestion is if you're doing banking and shopping, make sure that you pick a location within your state or your bank is going to balk when you try to sign in. Get a strong antivirus, secure your router and your Wi-Fi, keep your computer and smartphone operating systems up to date, keep all of your computer and smartphone apps and programs as up to date as possible. Last but not least, consider putting a credit freeze on your account.
Avowed Quick Tips Episode 3. Never unintentionally live a double life. You check your email. That's a compelling subject line. Open it. There's a suspicious-looking link in there, but it sure looks exciting. It just needs some personal details. Name, address, first pet name. You're a winner, right? Psych, it was a phishing link and you took the bait. Some woman in Norway just stole your identity and your savings. Congratulations, you're now living a double life as a Norwegian woman named Asbjorn. Bushly! Don't take risks with your online security. Channel your inner English teacher. Hackers often use poor grammar in phishing emails. Make sure every link is HTTPS and the URL isn't weird or misspelled. Or let a powerful anti-spam do it for you. Anti-spam can flag or delete any dangerous and annoying phishing email. So the only life you get to live is your own. Avast Quick Tip Number 3. Download Avast Free Antivirus to stay safe from phishing scams. Get free phishing protection with Avast Free Antivirus at Avast.com.
Phishing sites have greatly evolved over the years to become convincing counterfeits. Some even use HTTPS, giving the user a false sense of security. Just as they can spoof a phone number, they can also spoof a web address. You think you're on a secure site and you really aren't. Phishing is a long-standing social engineering technique used by cybercriminals to trick people into giving up sensitive information, such as credit card details and login credentials. It can come in many forms, including telephone phishing, phishing emails, and phishing websites. It is almost impossible by looking at these two sites to figure out which one is real and which one's a counterfeit. Avast uses advanced anti-phishing technology with machine learning and image recognition. Bad sites are identified faster and users are alerted sooner. No more landing on malicious sites that often attempt to steal your credentials. Protecting your credit starts by freezing your credit. Freezing your credit changes nothing with what you currently have set up. So your loans, your credit cards, all of that stays exactly the same as it currently is. Freezing your credit prevents the establishing of new credit. And if someone were to steal your identity, that's exactly what they would be doing, creating new loans, credit cards, mortgages in your name. If you've frozen your credit, that's not going to happen because they can't get to your credit information. And without getting to your credit information, the loan is never going to be made. When you place a freeze on your credit, you need to contact all of the major credit reporting companies. At that time, they will assign a PIN number to you. Write down that PIN number. With the PIN number, unfreezing your credit is very simple. Without it, they'll assume it's a cyber crook trying to get to your information, and they will grill you until you're blue in the face. If you should have to make a new loan after you've frozen your credit, find out which credit bureau the bank is going to use. Remove your freeze from that particular credit bureau. Once your loan's been approved, put the freeze right back on your account. Freezing your credit is also now a free service. There is no charge on this anymore. One of the programs that I have installed on my laptops and on my smart devices is called Prey. Once installed, this helps you recover a stolen or lost smart device or laptop. This is available for Mac, for Windows, for Linux, and for all of your smart devices. The trick to this one is you need to install it while you still have that laptop or smart device. Once it's gone, it's too late for this program to help you. Some years back, I left a laptop at the airport in Miami. Because Prey was installed, I knew exactly where that laptop was last used. I also knew no one else had tried to get into the laptop. I was able to contact Miami International, and they sent it back to me. They even paid the postage. I guess they want to make sure when I go to Florida, I continue to use Miami International. An excellent tool to help you get your internet access back. If you eliminated your internet service provider as the problem, install this program. Once installed, check the top five boxes, then hit the go button, let it do its magic, restart your system. I personally have never, ever not had my internet access back after using this program. There are quite a few programs within Avast that you, within Windows that are supposed to help you get your internet access back if you have a problem. Quite often, those programs don't work. For me, this program has always worked. Backup. Updating your stuff, which includes your computer, your router, your drivers, your operating systems, your programs, and your apps. Almost all updates are there for security reasons. Someone discovered a flaw, and the sooner you update, the sooner you'll again be safe. Layered protection, using more than one program to help keep you safe. First of these is called Unchecky. Unchecky, once installed, works in the background. If you've ever installed a program, you know the program is an excellent product, but quite often they come bundled with garbage. If Unchecky is in the background, it will actually let you know before any of the garbage is installed. This is almost like doing a custom install, even though you're doing a default install. I personally never do a default install. Always use custom because I want to know what's being installed, where it's being installed, and best of all, I want to be able to uncheck all the garbage that might be associated with a program. I might also want to make changes to what it wants to install. You can't do that when you use default. McShield, designed to protect you against boot sector infections anytime you insert a flash drive, memory card from your camera, or an external hard drive. Your antivirus program, by default, will not check the entire external drive when you first plug it in. It's designed by default to check anything on that device that you open to make sure that those programs don't contain any infections. So you use McShield to check for boot sector infections, and then your antivirus automatically protects you for anything that you open on those external devices. You can make some changes to your antivirus and tell it, before I get to use anything on that external device, I want you to check every bit of that external device. I have some flash drives that are 128 gigabytes in size. If I expect my antivirus to check every part of that, I might be sitting there waiting for a while before I get access to that external device, which is why I use McShield. And my antivirus, by default, automatically checks anything on that device after the nasty stuff in boot sectors isn't going to get to my system, using more than one program to keep you safe. Next program in line is called CCleaner. CCleaner, designed to clean up all the crap you accumulate when you visit the internet or run any of the programs on your computer. My advice is use it for what it was originally intended to do, and that's clean up garbage. There are quite a few utilities built into this program. One of them is a registry cleaner. But unless you're an expert at cleaning the registry, my advice is leave the default settings just as they are. They're 100% safe. If you start making changes in what gets cleaned in the registry, you could wind up with a system that will not reboot. So use it for what it was originally intended to do, and that's clean up garbage. Malwarebytes and a malware, an excellent companion regardless of whose antivirus program you happen to be using. You can only install one resident antivirus program on your system at a time, but you can run your antivirus program and Malwarebytes together. They work as companions, one helping the other. I started using Avast back in 2003. Back in 2003, I was using Norton. Actually, Norton used my computer and on occasion allowed me some access. That's when I did some research. I stumbled on Avast. I had never heard of it before. It's done an excellent job of protecting my systems. Even the free version gives you streaming updates, which means you're constantly fed the latest protection against the newest discovered infections. I can honestly say that Avast has made a vast difference on my computers, and it could do the same for your systems.
The internet never sleeps. Morning, noon, and night, millions of people are working, playing, and connecting online. While the internet grows, serious cyber threats are growing along with it. Avast makes the world's most popular internet security software. And we've built the largest global cybersecurity network to keep you protected, no matter the place, whatever the time of day. We analyze data from our 400 million users and use next-generation detection algorithms based on artificial intelligence and machine learning to detect and block threats in real time, anticipating and stopping attacks before they do damage. Every month, Avast prevents over 1 billion malware attacks around the world, all without ever slowing you down. Whatever you do, wherever you connect, morning, noon, or night, Avast keeps you protected online.
Avast currently has over 430 million users worldwide. It's by far the most used antivirus program worldwide. Passwords. You should be using a different password for everything that requires a password. If you use the same password and it gets hacked, that hacker could potentially have access to all the places where you use that password. These are the 10 most used passwords worldwide. There isn't a single safe one on here, even though one of them says password. It also isn't safe to write down your passwords on a sticky note and attach it to your refrigerator. Especially nowadays, when we have smart refrigerators, you have no way of knowing where those passwords will wind up. What you should be doing is using a password manager. And if you're using Avast, you already have one. It's part of the product. In order to start using it, all you need to do is to generate a strong password, and that's the password to get into your password manager. Remember that password because it is not saved anywhere. There aren't any hints to recover it. So if you lose that password to get into the password manager, you get to start all over again. Your password manager can generate strong passwords. It can import passwords for you. It's available for Windows, for Mac, for iOS devices, and Android devices, and you can sync the passwords across all those devices. If you're going to a new site, it can auto-capture your information the first time you fill it in, and from then on can automatically fill it in for you. Just remember, write down that initial password to get into your password manager until you remember it, and then get rid of the piece of paper. For those of you that have an Android device, Avast offers free mobile security, which includes antivirus protection. I've used it since it was first released, have always been quite happy with the product. And if you decide to install it on your Android device, this is what you can expect.
Please listen carefully.
How to protect your phone and tablet. With so much valuable data inside, our phones are magnets for all kinds of hostile software. Each day, Avast detects 12,000 mobile malware samples. And you are vulnerable when you least suspect it, like when you're playing games. So if you don't want to be spied on and want to keep your data safe, try Avast Mobile Security for free. We already have 2 million malware samples locked up in our mobile database. That's because we run a powerful virus scan to stop hackers in their tracks. An antivirus engine automatically looks for infected apps, trojans, and memory card content. It even tests new apps to make sure they're safe before you use them. And Wi-Fi security always keeps your connection safe no matter where you connect. Letting you know if the network you're connected to is unsecure, weakly encrypted, or otherwise unsafe. You can even lock your apps to keep your app content safe from children, thieves, and cheeky friends. Filter incoming calls and texts, block specific numbers from calling or messaging you, and avoid any awkwardness. It's easy to use complete protection for your phone and your tablet. The cost? What cost? It's totally free. Download Avast free mobile security directly from Google Play. I couldn't have said that better myself. For those of you that have an iOS device, Avast offers security for your online privacy and to protect your personal information from hackers. There is no such thing as third-party antivirus for an iOS device. If there's an infection or any other kind of problem, you get a patch from Apple, and that's how you stay safe. This is what is included in the free version. And if you want to make a them part, shows you additional things that you would have to pay for. Yeah, I can hear you just fine. Are you not hearing me? We'll cover that when we get to the end. The Internet of Things. All those lovely new toys. But all of them need your Internet access, which means new dangers. They call them smart devices, but without internet access, they're pretty dumb devices. Secure your home network, create a password-protected guest network, and all those smart devices could go through that password-protected guest, which means that your computers, laptops, smartphones and tablets should be on your regular network, and these smart devices go through that guest network that separates them from the rest of the stuff that you do online. Manage your Internet of Things devices. Use a VPN whenever possible. Protect your computers and mobile devices and monitor threats on a network level. This is something brand new from Avast. This is not a free product. This combines hardware and software. It was just released. I've been beta testing this for the past 3 months, and this tells you a little more about Avast Omni. Avast Omni is a new type of security that protects you everywhere you connect. From a security standpoint, we need to realize that if it's smart, it's vulnerable. Our devices have evolved faster than our ability to protect them, which means every connected device can be hacked to create chaos in our home. Avast Omni combines human genius and artificial intelligence to keep the world safe. Security has changed, and so has the way we live our lives. Avast Omni offers three dimensions of powerful security for your entire connected world. The Internet of Safer Things. Avast Omni protects your entire home network, automatically securing all the devices you connect to that network. Know who and what is on your network. Use the Avast Omni app to see what devices are connected to your network and who's using them. Get alerts if something isn't right. Omni is always on the lookout for unusual behavior on your network. If it detects something, you'll be the first to know. Quickly block intruders. Don't recognize a device. Shut down the connection to your home network immediately. Protection that goes where you go. The Avast Omni app offers our most powerful on-device security for your computers, mobiles, protecting you even after you walk out the front door. You can't control what's on the internet, but you can control how your children use it. Protect your children both online and off with Avast Omni. It's as easy as install and connect. Set up powerful, world-leading protection from your living room. Keep your current router. One easy-to-use app won't slow down your Wi-Fi and protects any smart device. Powerful security everywhere you connect. Protect your connected world with Avast Omni. Available in the U.S., this summer. It is currently available, but it's only available here in the U.S. A benefit of modern technology, at least now when mom and dad fight, it is quieter in the house. Technology has stopped him from thinking for himself. He's using his GPS to guide him to the bathroom. If the GPS malfunctions, he'll be watering the flowers instead. Life before computers. Memory was something an application was something you filled out for employment. A program was a TV show. A cursor was someone who uses profanity. A keyboard was a piano. A web was a spider's home. A virus was the flu. A CD was a bank account. A hard drive was a long trip on the road. A mouse pad was where the mouse lived. And if you had a 3.5-inch floppy, you hope like heck nobody found out about it. I started back in 2010. I do not work for Avast. I've been part of the Avast customer support forum since 2004. That's a voluntary thing, something you get paid for, to enjoy helping others. If you know clubs, organizations, churches, schools, synagogues, any group of computer users who would benefit from a presentation, have them contact me and I'd be happy to arrange a program for them. There is never a charge to the club or its members for my services. That's where Avast comes in. My arrangement with them is very simple. The second I leave home until I get back, they pay every dime of my expenses. Since I'm doing this presentation from my kitchen table, tonight they get a bargain. There aren't any expenses. If you learned something this evening, please let Lena at Avast know about it. Send her an email, good or bad. That's how these presentations continue. And that's the end of this sales pitch. The link that you see at the bottom, copy it, take a picture of it. It will give you access to most of what we talked about tonight. I will also be sending out a follow-up email to Stephanie. That will contain the information we talked about tonight. It will also contain a link to a pre-recorded presentation that was done at the beginning of the year. So if you wanted to go over this at your leisure, you'd be able to do that. It will not be 100% like tonight's presentation. Some days I make more mistakes than others. Does anyone have any questions for me?
Into which now? Into this one. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Oh, that's fine. Now, can you tell us just how much does the Chinese government have a back door to Avast? I used Avast for years and years, and I really did enjoy it. And I sort of got a love affair with it.
A Chinese government doesn't have anything whatsoever to do with Avast. Avast's headquarters are in Prague in the Czech Republic. Avast has offices all over the world, but it has nothing to do with the Chinese.
Thank you.
Okay.
I think you said something earlier in the program about someone taking over the Chinese, either a corporation or the government, taking over something. What was that about?
The Opera browser.
Ah, okay.
Okay,
thank you.
The Opera browser used to be from a Scandinavian country, and a Chinese consortium bought that product.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
My name's Mark. Two things. First of all, I have had my accounts on the credit agencies frozen for a couple of years, and as you say, it's very easy to unfreeze them In fact, they've made it so easy that now when you go to unfreeze it, you can actually set it to be unfrozen for a certain period of time, and it will automatically be refrozen. You don't even have to go back, just to let you know.
Okay.
And what I did when I applied for the credit card that resulted is I asked them which agency they used, but sometimes they tell you they won't tell you. So what happens is you get rejected, then you call up, and then they'll tell you which agency they need you to unfreeze. The other question is about a VPN. I would like to establish a VPN on my personal computer, my laptop, and maybe my phone as well. I have an iPhone. How do I go about doing that without buying the Avast product?
Find a free one. There are free VPNs available, but most of them have restrictions. They'll limit the amount of data that's allowed to go through. They may have ads that are associated with the product. They won't be as fast as a paid product. There are also more paid products besides just the one from Avast.
Are they easy to use?
A VPN, yes.
Yeah, I've never had anything to do with one, but
we've
known about them for years, and I've been
fascinated. As I said, if you're doing banking and shopping, your bank and your credit card expect you to be in a certain place. So when you start that VPN, make sure that the address shows up someplace in the state in which you reside. If not, your bank and credit card are going to balk because they're going to think that somebody from out of state is trying to access your account.
Well, that's good. I would avoid doing banking or financial or anything using a credit card away from home anyway. But that's still a good idea.
I spend lots of time away from home, but when I go on tour, then I always have to let my bank know where I'm going to be, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to use my credit or debit cards. And then when I use the VPN at the hotel, I will pick a location within the state. It won't be the same city where the hotel is located, but I now have a secure connection even at a hotel. My bank isn't going to balk because I've already told them I will be in that state. Keeps me safe. And I still get to do everything I want to do away from home, securely.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Please come up here.
Hi, yes, I have a question. What is your opinion about using outside programs like Avast versus the built-in ones within Windows?
Say that again.
Using Avast or other outside antivirus programs along with using the ones built in within Windows.
You can't. When you install a third-party antivirus into a Windows computer, Windows 10, it automatically shuts itself down. Defender shuts itself off as soon as you install any third-party antivirus, whether it's Avast or anybody else's antivirus.
How about Windows 7?
Windows 7 uses Essential, and you'd have to disable Essential. You don't have to uninstall it. You just simply disabled it.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Hi. I'm inquiring about the VPN. Do you have any recommendations? And if so, what are your I'll flustered when that's in my face.
Well, if you're going to ask me for my recommendation, of course it would be the one that Avast puts out,
right,
which is called...
What would you, in order to choose one,
what are the criteria for choosing one product over the other among the VPNs?
Can you repeat what was just said?
I'm sorry, I wasn't using the right microphone. What criteria would you use for using choosing one VPN over another? And is it going to affect your telephone or internet connection expenses?
No, it does not. Doesn't in any way affect your use.
So what would your criteria be in choosing a VPN?
That it keeps you safe when you're on open connections, which means it fully encrypts everything you do before it leaves your computer.
Right, but
that you have an ample amount of places to choose from as far as locations.
Okay.
Both here and abroad. One of the things that a VPN can do for you is you see a good movie that's playing, but you need to be in London in order to watch it. You can use your VPN and you can actually have everybody think you're in London, and which might have a restriction, but since you're now in London, you don't have a restriction. You'll be able to watch that particular movie.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
More
questions, I guess.
Okay.
Thank you.